about fasting. And how many knows fasting, biblical fasting? Now, I mean, people fast a lot of stuff. They'll fast Facebook, but biblical fasting, Facebook's not in there, and that's fine. You know, we need to abstain from stuff, and that's a good thing. But biblical fasting is a humbling of ourselves, doing without food, setting a time and tell the Lord, you know, I'm going to set this time aside to fast. Fasting is you humbling yourself. We're humbling our soul, the Bible says. But that means our heart, really. We're humbling our heart towards the Lord. And it's a sign of surrender to Him. You know, and it's when we're fasting, it's a release of our confidence in Him. You know, because we believe if we fast and humble ourselves, you know, that it'll cause us to be keen to the Spirit of God. It kills unbelief. I'll cover some things tonight. But fasting is setting a time aside. I've did it my whole Christian life. Thank God I went to a church that they practiced it. You know, the whole church would practice it together at times, you know. We would fast for months at a time, you know. The whole church, a lot of people in the church, and we seen God move in that church. But one would fast one day, and the next one would fast another day, and it was just a continual, at different times we were fasting, you know. But I fasted personally myself every week, you know, and how most of my Christian life. And fasting, you know, once you start practicing, it needs to be something we practice regular, you know. It's not a mandate in the Bible, you know. There's not a command. But Jesus did say, when you do fast, you know. And, I mean, the disciples, you know, he told some of the Pharisees and all that, they said, why do your disciples not fast? He said, well, as long as the bridegroom, they won't fast. But there will come a time when I'll be took from them, and then they will fast, you know. He's talking about the disciples. So there's a lot of things took place. I mean, I was called into ministry, you know, not long after I got saved. I felt called to preach, you know, and didn't even really know what it meant. But almost immediately after that, when I surrendered to it, you know, and the more I went after the Lord, you know, the more that doors began to open for me to go minister. And I would fast for those ministries, those jail ministries and things, you know, fast for my work and where I was working. And I would fast for people there. There's national fast in the Bible. When national crisis, they would fast, and they called solemn assemblies in there and called everybody to fast, you know. But fasting's a powerful thing. Fasting is a discipline of abstaining from food for biblical reasons. And you don't hear a lot about it anymore, fasting, you know. And I mean, I've always, you know, people, when I would say, well, you know, why don't you fast? You know, not fast. Ah, man, God don't want us to starve ourselves. You know, well, if you look at it in the natural, that's what it is. But if you look at spiritual aspects from the Bible, you know that it's God, that there's the kingdom is behind it and all that, you know. And I've had people to tell me, well, you know, I mean, you starve to death, you know. And I said, nah, you won't starve to death. I said, you'll get stronger spiritually. It'll make you stronger spiritually. Fasting will absolutely help you grow spiritually. It don't move God. Fasting don't move God. It moves us in and with God. It builds our spirit man up, you know. A lot of things take place. But I want to turn, Beth, give me that Isaiah 58. I want to read this before we, and then we'll get into some New Testament scriptures. He says, this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out into thy house, when thou seest the naked, and thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy help, we need this. Our help will spring forth speedily. That's where I get this that I prayed over people according to Isaiah 58 for 28 9 years, you know, when I pray for people that's been afflicted, or, and I do it myself. If something comes against me, you know, I'll fast, go on a fast or something, you know, and then I'll use this scripture. My light will break forth as a noonday. My health will spring forth speedily. Went to the doctor today because I got that mucus behind my throat, you know. I thought it was in my sinus, so they did CAT scans and all that. It's not in there. Well, Doris asked me, I've never really heard of acid reflux or whatever, you know. And I said, well, I've got these tests to go. I said, but I got the word at work. I said, and if they don't hurry up, I said, by the time that I get to the testing, I'll be healed, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, he said, my health will spring forth speedily right there, don't he? Well, then why would I think anything different? I'm going to stand on that. And, but, you know, I believe God is calling some of us to fast. He's calling you to fast, you know. God wants you to fast, but he's more really wanting you to know about it, you know. Some people don't even know about it. I mentioned it before, and they'd be like, what's fasting? And I'd be like, well, you ain't never heard it in your church? Well, no, you ain't never heard it in my church. And I said, well, that's okay, you know. And I'd tell them, where's that? Go read on it. Go find what Jesus said about it. Go, you know, whether your church does it or not, go do it. Come on, somebody. It's Bible for everybody, praise the Lord. You know, don't. And I'd tell them, don't get mad at your church. You know, maybe you start fasting, you see miracles, and then they'll follow you. You know, you tell them, what's happening, man? You say, well, I'm fasting. I've been fasting before the Lord, humbling myself, you know, and all of that. Miracles start happening. I've seen total miracles on the streets of Oneonta. I've seen walls of rain. I'm talking about raining everywhere but where I was preaching on the streets. And I know that it was because I was in the will of God, but I believe because of my fasting for that ministry and different things, you know, kept unbelief out of me. It kept it away from me to where I was just bold. I was like, no, God is God, and that's what I'll do to you. Fasting kept me strong towards the Lord. And you know, I mean, when I first started out, I'm going 2 or 3 days at a time, man, and I wasn't drinking no water or nothing, you know, man. I mean, I'm getting parched. It was in the summertime, too. You know, my lips would get cracked and dried up, and I mean, I'm dedicated. I'm going to fast, you know. But I found out, you know, later, man, you could drink some water, you know. Drink a little water. Just I don't drink too many cold drinks and stuff, so it was a miracle that I could drink water and fast. God got me that knowledge. Told Brad, I said, what do you do when your lips draw all up, man? Like that. And he said, from what? I said, fasting. I said, he said, you ain't drinking no liquid? And I said, nah, man. I said, I'm fasting. He said, nah, man, you can drink water. You know, drink water is doing without food. I didn't know. I'm just going to do it, you know. But you know what? God honored it. Bless God. I didn't see the angel, but I was kept from people going to steal stuff. All kinds of things happened. You know, my mind, number one, was stayed on the Lord. Fasting helps you stay focused on the Lord and not on the world and the problems. Fasting quiets you. I mean, it'll cause you to, you know, not talk as much and stuff, you know. And you're more quiet before the Lord, and you're more keen. But he said that then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall guard your rear. I mean, you got the shield of faith. You're moving forward. And God's taking care of the enemy behind you. I mean, he can't slip nothing up on you. Praise God. God starts being the one that takes care of back yonder. You ain't even got to look back. You just keep moving forward. Praise God. But God wants us to, and everybody in here probably does, you know. But I believe if you're facing things and things are coming against you and unbelief and discouragement and all that, you know, I believe if you'll do some fasting, you'll set some time aside and fast before the Lord and humble yourself to the Lord. The Bible says humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt us in due season, that he'll bring us up, he'll lift us up, praise God. Give me the Matthew 6. Beth, please. Moreover, when you fast, somebody say when. Don't let it be an option not to. When you fast, you know, We need to do it. I believe we need to live a fasting lifestyle. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he says here, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites or sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. And I learned this as a young Christian, you know, through my pastor was teaching on it, you know, and he talked about things like, don't go around telling, well, I'm just fasting, you know, and be sad about it, and don't let anybody know, you know. I would only let Teresa know if I was going to go 2 or 3 days. She's the only one pretty much that knew, because I didn't want her cooking supper for me or meals for me and then me not eat. So if I was going to go through, you know, I would call her up or I would tell her, you know, I'm not gonna eat, you know, so she wouldn't cook, you know. And she's pretty much the only one that knew. And the reason why is because of this scripture right here. He said, but when thou fast, anoint your head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto the Father, which in secret, and thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. See, the scripture above that, they were saying we fast twice a week and blah, 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 you know, and all of that. You know, the Pharisees, scribes, the hypocrites, you know, they're praying that, you know, want everybody to know, voicing it aloud so that they can be known. But Jesus said here that if we will fast in secret, that God will reward openly. He'll reward you, you know. And when you go to the Lord fasting, praise God, you just tell him. You know, you may not even know what to say to him, but just tell him, say, God, I'm going to set this time aside, Lord. And I'm going to humble myself, and I'm going to fast, Lord. And praying's a good thing while you're fasting, you know. Pray in the Holy Spirit. If you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, pray in the Holy Spirit. There's things taking place in the spiritual realm. I thought about this. I was praying for the service, and I could see, how many knows Popeye and Pluto? Anybody? You do? Popeye? Popeye and Pluto come up to me. And that was a cartoon way back yonder. Popeye, little bitty sailor man, and Pluto was a big old dude, you know, and Olive, that girl, they both of them like that girl, you know. And so when Pluto could, just whip Popeye, you know, he just a little guy, but he'd pop that spinach out and he'd go, and when he took that spinach, he just came, he became a sledgehammer, you know, and everybody needs to eat spinach. No. But, you know, I was thinking about it. I thought, wow, man, that's good, Lord. You know, instantly Popeye was transformed into the enemy. Pluto could not do anything with him after that, you know, and everything. And that's what the kingdom does to us. That's what the kingdom does. And that's one of the benefits semi to that. It's just a natural thing God was showing me. And I thought, man, no wonder, Lord, you know, that people that fast and they seek you and they pray and they stay on the word of God, you can't defeat them kind of people. They're in faith. You'll be in faith. We'll read some scripture later where it does away with unbelief. I speak to demons and they have to go. But you hear some of the body of Christ, they'll be like, well, the devil's this and the devil's that. You know, the devil. And I'm like, well, it might not even be the devil. But the devil's causing you to think, you know, that it's him. Start fearing him and start paying attention to him and start glorifying him, you know. And we do have an adversary. We do have, the Bible says that Satan's roaming to and fro, seeking whom he might, may devour. It don't say that Satan's going to and fro devouring everybody. Devouring Christians. That's nonsense. That's contrary to scripture. Somebody was saying something not too long ago about the devil. And I said, well, you know what? I said, I don't pay too much attention to the devil. I said, I can see him out here working. I said, there ain't nothing I can do but too much about that other than pray about it. I said, but when it comes to my stuff and my house and my things and my church and all of that, I said, he is not going to rule and reign. See, that's the way you need to feel, and fasting will help you feel that way. You know? I mean, people are tempted. I mean, you got cell phones now. Tempted pornography will hurt you. Man or woman, teenager, whatever, you got no business watching pornography. I mean, it goes down there and it messes with you spiritually. I mean, I've even had people tell Travis especially, you know, watch a little porn to help your life, you know, your married life. And I told Travis, I said, that's dumb. I said, you don't have to have that junk. Let Jesus in there. Let Jesus be involved in all of that. So if you're tempted with porn, do some fasting. And I guarantee you will feel good later. You'll feel good because you start getting control over that stuff, praise God. But he said here, he said that thou appear not to me in the fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. See, there's rewards that comes from fasting. Now, I don't know. I really hadn't studied the rewards, but I know out of experience of fasting, once you start doing it and you get regular with it, praise God, I mean, supernatural things begin to happen. Jesus in Mark 4, remember, he was led up into the Spirit, led up in the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And the Bible says that he fasted 40 days and nights. At the end of all the temptation that Jesus didn't fall for and give into in the wilderness, the Bible said he come out in power. He come out of that in power. And the Lord told me one time, he said, notice what Jesus was doing. He said, Jesus was fasting. He said, Jesus was fasting and praying, and the enemy came. Well, and you know, the scripture even says the enemy came to Jesus and could find no place. I told Teresa the other day, I said, committing adultery is not even an option to me. Well, it was an option back there before I got saved. And it seemed like I didn't have the power to stay on the right track. But I've had the power. I told Teresa, I said, I've not committed adultery on you in 29, 30 years, however long we've been saved. You know, and jealousy and anger and all of that stuff. I believe, number one, you're going after the Lord. And fasting and stuff is another way of your service to the Lord and your surrender to the Lord. And it brings forth stuff. Give me that Isaiah 40, please, Beth. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the weak. If you feel weak, that's yours. He gives power to the weak. He gives power to the weak. You know, and I think about it a lot, you know, back yonder when I wanted to be a blessing. You know, I wanted to be a blessing, and I'd read the scriptures where it says, He that gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will pay him back. The generous soul shall be made fat. You know, and when I was wanting to be, and I didn't have, you know, I mean, I couldn't do the desires of my heart. And so I believe fasting began to help open the scriptures up to me. I believe it put me in a place to receive revelation. And it's not just for me. Some people say, well, you got a special gift. No, it's not a special gift. I have an anointing to teach people to prosper. That anointing's for everybody. Well, I mean, if it's not for everybody, why would he anoint me to preach it? Right? Why would he anoint me to preach it if it's not for... But see, the enemy, he can't fool you when you're fasting and you're praying and you're seeking the Lord and things look a little wavy at work. You know, you'll be like, glory to God. That's just the source. That's Jesus. Jesus is my source. That's just the place where I make money. And you know what? I faced that in the garage door, but it went weeks and weeks with no money, no jobs or nothing. Pioneered it kind of off the ground, praise God. Nothing coming in and all that. And standing there saying, garage doors is not my Lord. You know, and 30 years later, you know, they're still not my Lord, but I'm blessed in them. I mean, it comes in. But I fasted for my business. Fast for your company. Fast for them. Thank you, Lord. I mean, declare over them that God's blessings on them, praise God. Declare that you're in there and the anointing and the blessing is on you. This will cause you to shine. Amen. Hallelujah. It'll cause you to go forth. But he says here, he said he gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. You know, when I feel weak, I do at times, you know. Get fatigued and tired and work and a lot going on in my life and pressures every day of business, you know. I'm always glad when it's close to 5 o'clock. You know, that phone constantly ringing and I'm the one that answers it. And it's problems and it's this and that and all of that, you know. But fasting will help you cast things on the Lord. It'll cause you not to walk, and the more that you fast and pray and seek the Lord and stay after Him, the easier those things get to do. Because now you're casting your burdens on the Lord. You're casting all of your cares over on Him. And the closer we get to the Lord, the easier it is to trust Him. It's not a battle anymore. It's not a battle over money. I don't even think about money anymore. But I went to the grocery store back yonder, and Teresa, I didn't go to the grocery store much, you know. I've always figured it's her job. So anyways, I go to the grocery store with her, and she hands me the calculator. I said, "What's that for?" She said, "Well, we got to keep up with this where I don't go over. I've only got thus and thus." And I mean, I'm walking through there. I'm feeling greed down in here, man. I mean, I didn't realize that was taking place, you know. And I did the calculator reluctantly, you know, and all of that stuff. And I'm like, I can't get what I want, you know, when the blessing, you know. So we go out, we unload the groceries. I go out of the house and I walk up beside my, I can see me right now. I told her, I said, "Not many days hence." I said, "Not many days from here, you won't have to do that." What was I doing? Calling those things that be not according to Romans. See, when you're walking and you're going after the Lord and you're fasting, you're praying, there will be a boldness arise up in you. It'll be the kingdom, it'll be faith, it'll be the Holy Spirit that causes you to forcefully take authority over things, you know, that's coming out of your spirit. Hallelujah. And you know what? I walked out of the house and I went up, this has been a lot of years ago, I don't know how many, long time. And I walked up there by my pump house and I said it out of my mouth. I said, "Satan, you better hear me right now." I said, "I wasn't aware of this." I said, "But I declare to you in Jesus' name that I'll walk in the blessing. And very soon, mark it on your calendar," I talked to him. When I talk to him, it's not, "Would you please leave me alone?" Buddy, I shut him up. The Bible says resist him and he'll flee. The Bible says resist him steadfast. Don't mess with him. Don't let him play tunes in your mind that you're going over, going under, and things are not going to get no better. Yeah, they are going to get better in the kingdom. They sure are. Darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. The Bible says, "Arise and shine for the glory of the Lord." What's the glory of the Lord? That means divine deliverance. That means financial breakthroughs. That means everything will work out for you when it's not those that's not trusting the Lord. That means strength when everybody else is weak. That means confidence whenever you ought to be oppressed because of all the things going on in your life. Hallelujah. He said, "But they that wait upon the Lord," no, let me go back up. "No might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." The Lord led me to that. He said, "I want you to tie that in to fasting." He said, well, see, the word "wait" means to be twisted together with or one with. in agreement with, you know. The Bible says in Proverbs, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? Now the Holy Spirit, He's walking, He's your paraclete. He's the one that teaches you. He's the one that walks with you. He's the one that guides you. He's the one that quickens you. So if we got to make sure that we are in agreement with Him. In agreement with Him. He said, you'll mount up with wings as eagle and you'll run and not be weary and walk and not faint. He said, He'll renew your strength. And the Lord told me, He said, I want you to bring, I've never brought it in fasting. I've never seen that way, you know, that when you're fasting, you're being one with Him. I mean, you're humbling yourself. You're telling the Lord, I need you. I want you. I want your power. I want your deliverance. I want your favor. I want to walk deeper in your faith. I told the Lord, I said, God, increase your glory on this church, God. God, increase it so that I can die more. I need more of you so that I can die more to me. We need you, Lord. We need an outpouring of your Holy Spirit inwardly. Do it on us, in us, and around us. Well, that's what He's going to do. See, we come in anointed meetings and we don't realize sometimes, you know, what's taking place inside of us. We don't see it. I brought that example up, you know, about those omega fish oil tablets. I mean, I looked at that and I'm like, I don't see nothing in that, you know. But there's stuff in that brought forth. Once I took it on a regular basis, you know, then I went and took the blood test and then it showed up in the blood test. But I can't see it in the pill. I can be told it might work and all of that, you know, but you can look and you can't see it. Well, that's the way the Word is. You can look at the Word, but you really can't see what it's going to do. But you eat it anyways. You listen to it anyways. Your mind's telling you, you can believe God all you want to, but you're jacked everything up. You did this. You know, your mind will tell you all of that. The enemy will throw those darts, and you say, yeah, but the Bible says that he'll give me strength. The Bible says I'll mount up with wings as eagles. God's not looking at your yesterday determining whether He can do anything in your today. God looks at your now faith is. The Bible says right now, faith is. It's not yesterday. It's not tomorrow. It is right now. Now faith is the substance of those things hoped for. And it is the evidence of things not seen. Water is in this bottle. You can see that water. Faith is that substance like water, but you can't see it until it's manifested in what somebody's believing. Then you see it. You see that faith work now. Well, see, fasting will help you. It'll help you to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, one word from God to you will change your life forever. One word. Just like I'm up here, and I'm not really a singer. And I'm not a funny guy. I'm a very serious guy, man. I mean, most people that know me out there, you know, some of them say, man, Scotty's he's just too serious, you know. And I'm serious about victory, that's for sure. You know? But just like, you know, I feel like when I'm preaching usually, well, just like that song, Lean on Me. I'm feeling it. I'm like, I'm leaning on Him. You know, and then I sang it, you know, and then Johnny's like, stuck my head. That wasn't me. I said it, but that's not me that does it. He said he'll put songs on our heart. You know, He says for us to sing and make melody to the Lord, don't He? Well, when the Holy Spirit's inspiring songs to us, that's what we want to get. You know, WDJC, just they going down the line, you know, maybe songs and that's all good or whatever the case. But the Holy Spirit knows the very song to bring up. And if when we're fasting and praying and seeking the Lord, it puts us in position where the Holy Spirit can put a song on our heart. And that song can bring deliverance to you. You know? I mean, I think about, I was going through one time, some things that seemed like everything going wrong. You know, everything, nothing good was ever happening, you know. And I hadn't been in business very long, and thank God for a praying wife, Teresa. She'd pray, man. She'd go in a, had a big walk-in closet, you know, and every day she'd go in that walk-in closet, and I don't know, throw her down a pillow, whatever, and she'd get in there, and she'd pray every day, you know, in that walk-in closet, kind of like her prayer place, you know, and everything. And I'm down here, and I'm back there on that concrete, and I got one of our trucks in here. This ain't always been a church. It was my business at one time. But I'm back there, you know, and I'm feeling like God's nowhere around, you know, my mind, because things are not happening. I've prayed and I hadn't seen anything, you know, and I didn't understand a lot of things, you know, and everything, you know. But she calls me. Hey, you got a minute? And I said, yeah, I got a minute. And I was honestly discouraged. I mean, I was, if you ever been oppressed and discouraged, that's the way I was, because it just seemed like, you know, I'm trying to serve the Lord and nothing's happening, and, you know, I couldn't see anything happening and everything. And then she told me, I was praying. She said, and the Lord said to tell you, she said, I don't know what it means or nothing. She said, but the Lord said to tell you it's over. And I mean, when she said that, kind of like that song, I felt it. I'm like, God, there was something happening, you know. And I hung up and I started praising God. I started saying, thank you, Lord. Ain't nothing changed in the natural, but I know it in here now. I know it in here. See, the Bible says you send his word and heal them, talking about Jesus, but he sends it today. I mean, he feeds us fresh manna from heaven daily. I mean, you know, if a lot of us that's walking with God, you know, if we all of a sudden we tell God, God, just remove your presence, God, you know, and I want to see what it feels like. Don't do that. I did it one time, and I wanted to commit suicide. I'm like, oh my God! I said, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. What I'm saying is, you know, what He's with us. He's in us. He's for you. He keeps you feeling good. You get your mind on all this other stuff. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you're in faith, it brings joy. It brings peace. It brings contentment on the inside, no matter what's going on the outside. But if you're not fasting, I don't believe I preach it enough here. I mean, I believe I need to preach more about fasting. Bring it up more often. Faith comes by hearing. Well, I mean, I just don't feel like fasting. One guy told me one time, one preacher, he told me, he said, well, I only fast when I feel led. I said, what if you don't ever feel led? I said, there's nowhere in the Bible where Jesus and them said, be led by the Spirit on this. No. They sanctified, called to fast, and it was something they did all through the Old Testament. Jesus even come on the end of the New Testament. And it don't make no difference if they done it under the law to me. I'm not under the law. I'm in grace. And I can do whatever that Bible says, not under the law, even though it might be the law. Kind of like the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You know, and all of that. People's even told me, well, that's under the law. And I said, well, you don't do it, but I am through Jesus. I said, Jesus didn't come to do away with the law. Jesus didn't come to destroy all that. He come, and he was that ultimate sacrifice so that we don't get our sins covered. We get them cleansed and clean and the slate wiped clean. Hallelujah. And then have an avenue now by the Spirit of God that they didn't have, the Holy Spirit in us, walking with us. Jesus brought that to us. Now we got the same Spirit in us that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. According to Romans 8:16. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me and you. Hallelujah. So you don't have to feel led to fast. I told that guy, that preacher, I said, you know, what if you fast and you're more led then? I said, what if, how often do you fast? Well, I don't never feel led. And I said, well, maybe you can't be led. I said, why don't you fast, you know, where you can hear the Holy Spirit? Y'all quiet. The longer I go, the more I don't want to eat. I mean, once I get past my stomach going, or wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning never hungry, once I get past that, I mean, it's like my inner man takes over. My inner man takes over, and then, you know, when I go long enough, I feel like I've defiled myself when I eat. You know? And so, but you know what? I believe I'm strong today because of it, in part. I believe fasting, praise God, does more than I even know. I don't even know what all it does. I don't know how it works. I don't have to know how it works. I don't have to know how faith works. I don't have to see it flying through the air and going down like Jesus spoke to that fig tree, spoke to the root of it. I speak the roots of things in my life, things that are not bearing fruit. I say I'm like Jesus here. I speak to the root. I command you, you're not going to bear fruit in my life anymore, pray God. Hallelujah. You see, we have the authority. But Satan, if he can get unbelief in our heart, if he can get us not believing, unbelief is simply not believing God, believing the wrong thing. Believing God ain't going to work for you because you got troubles in your life, that's unbelief. Well, we can't help it. Oh, yes, you can help it. Jesus said, don't worry about your life. Can we do what Jesus said? I believe we can. I believe we might have to work on it. And I believe we might have to knock down some walls. I mean, if you're trained to worry, well, then you're going to have to untrain yourself not to worry. I heard somebody tell me one time, they said, well, I got to keep up with the news where I know what's going on in the world. And I said, well, look, I'm not against the news, but is it going to change anything when you find out stuff, does it change anything for you? No, it don't change nothing, but at least I know. I said, yeah, and you worry. I said it can allow fear to get in, praise God. I mean, 2001, we had an economy crash that I never knew nothing about. I mean, I went through and I'm like, I didn't know there was even one. We didn't have no secular TV, you know. We just had Sky Angel, which was a Christian network and not really Christian, I don't think. But anyhow, they played Lucille Carmichael, and I mean, there just wasn't no movies like we watch, you know, pretty much. We did that on purpose. So, I mean, I didn't have the news, local news or nothing really. But the main thing wasn't that. It wasn't that. I was focused on the Lord, so, and didn't even realize it then, you know, doing ministry and the business and believing God and trying to grow spiritually and all that, reading my Bible, fasting, praying and all of that. And I didn't even know when heat comes. Somebody brought it up. They said, did it affect your business? I said, what? They said, the economy downturn. I said, I didn't know there was one. They scripture in the Bible that says we won't even know when heat comes, when trouble comes. It'll be all around us. How many knows the trouble can be all around us and we don't have to be in it? I mean, fear can be everywhere and everybody and the whole neighborhood and all that stuff. Pray God, and we can stand there like a beacon light, man. We can be standing there like, man, glory to God, this feels good. Everybody else is worrying and worrying about Christmas and worrying about this and that and COVID and flu, and it's all going around everywhere. But the Bible says that no plague will come nigh your dwelling. Had a guy, I bought a little bull from him, and he called me up. That bull got out, I told y'all about it, all that stuff. Anyway, he called me up, you know, and he asked me, how's your bull, blah, 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 and I told him, you know. He said, well, I hate it, man. He said, I went and got the flu shot, and I'm not against flu shots. I'm telling you a story. That's all. You determine whether you get one or not, you and Jesus. He said, the Bible says in Proverbs 3, in all of your ways, in all of my ways, acknowledge him. Fasting will help you acknowledge God. It'll help you to be more leaning and trusting on him. Well, he said, I went and got the dad burn flu shot, He said, and 2 days later, I had the full-blown flu. He said, I've been to bed for 2 weeks. I didn't say nothing to him. I mean, I said, ooh, that's not good. It hung up. And I said, that's why, devil, you ain't going to get that in me. My heart doctor got mad at me about the COVID shot and about the flu shot. And they just asked me the other day, have you had the flu shot? Nope. You want it? Nope. Have you had a COVID shot? Nope. Have you had COVID? Yep. Well, don't you think you need to get it? Shingles broke out on me. Don't you think you need to get the shingle shot before it comes back? I said, it ain't coming back. I said, that slipped up on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, the Bible says for me and you in 1 Timothy 6:12 to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold. There's a laying hold of things when we are in faith. Laying hold of what's already been done. I mean, I've got myself in some financial fixes before. You know, I mean, where we couldn't even breathe. I had us so far in debt, you know, and my trucks were not worth nothing. I still owe nearly $40,000 because I'm trading every year, you know, or every year and a half, or not even that long sometimes, I guess, you know. And so I remember, you know, and I mean, I feel overwhelmed. I feel like, what have I done to us, you know, man? Why have I done this? And there's no way I can figure out of it at all. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, I felt so defeated. I felt like I've led my family and we was doing good till all of this flesh thing that I let happen. And so anyhow, I go out the back door and I just fell on my knees on my back porch, little old bitty back porch. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I surrender to you right now. Lord, I've got us in a mess, Lord. I didn't acknowledge you or I missed you, whatever the reason, God. And God, right now, I asked you to help me. Help me, Lord, and with your help, I'll never do it again. Lord, help me out. Would you help me? And then I told the Lord, I said, I just receive it right now, Lord. Have mercy on me. And I got up, you know, and praise God, I started believing God. I'd praise Him every time I'd leave. Thank you, Lord, you're working this. You work all things together for the good. And I even went on a fast. You know, showing the Lord that I'm going to get in tune and work. I can hear you. Well, you know what? God began to move. God began to move. I went down to the parts house and I sat there going to get some kind of part or something. And Maxie, which I knew him real good, you know. Maxie said, hey, Willie's looking for a truck. I said, what kind of truck? He wants a diesel. I said, I got one. And she said, he wants four-wheel drive. I said, it is. And she said, he's wanting something. Whatever she said, I said, I've got it. Huh? Oh, yeah. She said, well, he's wanting a silver one. I said, it is silver. I said, I'm driving his truck. She said, are you serious? I said, yeah, man, sitting right there. Well, what I'm telling you, see, God was moving. Where I couldn't figure it out, and I'm strapped, and I mean, I've got us in a mess, and all of that stuff. You might feel like you in a mess. You might feel like everything is caving in on you and around you, but I'm telling you, if you'll go on a fast, you'll go on a fast and humble yourself to the Lord, hallelujah, and I mean have confidence in Him. He said He will lift you up. She said, how much you want? I said, I don't know. I said, I'm going to take payoff on it at the bank. So I called the bank. I walked out, called the bank, and got my payoff, walked back in there, and I told her whatever it was, you know. And she said, okay, I got your number. I'm going to tell Willie. Willie called me the next day. He said, when are you going to bring my truck down here? I said, here just shortly. Well, boom, all of a sudden, I went from $1,000 a month. Whoo, man, I went down. I started going, and today, I don't owe not one truck payment. I never got over my head there again. Because, see, the thing about it is, when we're fasting and praying and in faith and confidence, our flesh can't pull us as easy, can't pull us to get, you know, when I made up my mind about getting out of debt, my mind told me that I couldn't do it. I couldn't have trucks. I couldn't not put garage doors on the credit. I mean, I believed that, Johnny. I mean, I believed there was no other way. You know, I just didn't have faith enough to believe that that would happen. And so I went in one time, Teresa, Bible says, oh, no, man, nothing. You can do it. We can, you know, and all that. And I wanted to tell her, you don't understand. You were not the one dealing with the. See, what I'm saying here is, see, when you're facing all this pressure and you know the will of God in here, you want free from whatever it might be, you know, you gotta acknowledge the Lord. And so I started acknowledging the Lord, and then all of a sudden in here I felt like, man, I can. I really can. Well, what I did is got up out of unbelief. I got up out of unbelief and started doing in this big stuff what works in the little. What works in the little works in the big. It's not like you got to have bigger revelation and or bigger. I mean, the Bible says if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, move from here, a grain of mustard seed faith. See, because faith is the force of God. It is not a natural thing. It's supernatural, praise God. So anyhow, it wasn't too long till I wasn't in all that dead anymore, praise God, hallelujah, and then kept believing God. And before you know it, I mean, I've not charged doors probably in 10 years. And I mean, now when I buy doors, it's like 10,000 at a time. You know, I mean, they're like doubled from a couple of years ago, you know, and all of that stuff. Well, when COVID hit and things changed in 6 months to get doors and I mean, you know, fear of people canceling when they ordered doors because they got to wait so long and all that, I had to fight all that, and I had to go and use Proverbs 3. I've never been on that level. You know, God, what do I do, Lord? You said acknowledge you and you'll direct me. I thank you, Lord, that I'll have direction. You'll show me. Well, God showed me. He showed me how to work most of the problems out that made me want to quit. I wanted to quit business. And I mean, I went to the doctor today and I felt like I laid out of work. I felt guilty. I'm like, oh, man. I'm sitting over there, you know, trying to rest. And I said, I wonder why he ain't here yet. Travis and them, you know. And she said, well, don't worry about it. He'll get here when he gets here. And I'm like, well, I know how I feel, you know. So when I get ready to back out, I'm going to work on that, Johnny. I told Beth, I said, that's kind of feels dumb, you know, that I felt like a late. I own the business, you know. And then I felt like I told Teresa, I said, well, I feel like I'm putting hardship on them when I don't have to. Well, when I'm there, they get done a little quicker, you know. Well, I'll have to work. I'm going to work on that. And because whom the Son sets free. So whatever you're facing, every one of us is facing things. You might be facing hardship. If you ain't, go ahead and get your spinach. You just get your spinach, you know, and just eat like Popeye would, like you're fighting a battle, you know, and fast and pray and praise God. And you know what? God will take you in times of rest to where there's no trials and everything's working out, and he'll give you rest. That's what the Bible says. Jesus said, come unto me, ye that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, I'm meek and lowly in heart, and I'm gentle. I'm laid back. I'm not all stressed over nothing. He said, learn of me. He said, and you will find rest for your weary souls. I mean, any of us can worry about anything, anytime. But you know what fasting does? I'm telling you right now, I'm speaking it by the Spirit. I don't know what it's going to do for you. I don't know when you do it. And I'm not saying if you do it. I'm saying when you do it. You know, when you fast and you give, you're going to experience God. See, I experience God. It's not just because I fast. I'm serving God, but fasting just like gives you some spinach or something, you know. Kind of boosts things up for you, praise God. Hallelujah. I want to read that bottom part again. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary and shall walk and not faint. That is awesome. Okay, give me that 2 Chronicles, Beth, please. I've experienced extraordinary things because of fasting. Now this here is Jehoshaphat, and I mean an armies rose up against them, and I mean it's not good, you know. And this is what I call a national fast in the Bible. It came to pass after that this also that the children of Moab, children of Ammon, and with them the besides the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea of this, on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in," whatever that is, which is whatever that is. "And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea." Go ahead, Beth. There was another one I wanted to, I wrote it out beside it, you didn't see it. Give me verse 14 through 17. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can go read because there's a lot in there. But he called everybody and called a fast. He called a fast to them and began to seek the Lord. Then upon Jehiel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, and son of a Levite of the sons of whatever. I butcher them, man. Came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Now they're on a fast. And I mean, these armies are coming up. Things are coming against you to destroy you in this hour. I don't know if you've noticed that darkness really is out there now like it never has been. And so here they are, but here they went and they declared a fast. See, declaring a fast is you showing God that you are humbling yourself to Him, that you need His deliverance, that you need His care, you need His anointing, you need His faith. You need Him to move for you. He said, and He said, "Hearken ye, all Judea, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go ye down." He began to give him instruction. See, God began to give me instructions. He told me, sell the truck. Well, when he told me sell the truck, he lined it up for somebody to buy it. You know, and I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? You know, after I sell the truck, you know. I never did miss a beat. God moved. Said the Lord unto me, be not afraid nor be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You go on, read it. Okay. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And they went out and destroyed them. They destroyed themselves, if you go read the whole story. You know, but the point in this, to me, when the Lord led me over there, he said, see, there was a national crisis here. He said, and Jehoshaphat set himself to seek me and call people to fast and lean on me and believe me to deliver them. Now, their battle was in the natural. Our battle is mostly spiritually. Our battle is in the spirit realm now. And whenever they did that, then the Spirit of God showed up, and God told me, he said, I want you to tell them this is the last one that fits the load. He said, I want you to tell them that I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up and I'm going to give them direction. I'm going to enlighten them. You won't hear him with your ear, but you'll just have a knowing on the inside. Do this, do that, pray, seek the Lord, read the Bible. You might have a thought, turn it on preaching. I don't like that one. Click, 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 and then one clicks. And he's going to do it, however he needs to do it. God is faithful. He is a faithful God. So I want to encourage you, you know, you don't have to pray about fasting. Join me. Join me fasting and praying. And I'm praying for our nation. I'm believing God to turn the evil up where even more that it can be seen like right now, praise God. I like to know my enemy's there. I don't like what's happening in this world and in the church world, you know, but I like to see. I like to see where the enemy's at. But I don't have to. I don't have to see him. But you know what, praise God, the Bible says that the righteous are going to shine in this last hour, praise God. That's the ones that will seek the Lord. So I want to encourage you, do some fasting. Do some fasting along with your reading. Pray when you fast, praise God, and seek the Lord. Pray for your ministry. You might say, well, I'm not in ministry. Oh, yes, you are. Every one of you called into ministry. We're all called into ministry. Preacher told me the other day, he said, well, I got two what's not sermons. He said, and ever since I got them, I've been under attack. I said, does that shock you? Don't shock me. You know, I'm under spiritual attack a lot. But none of these things should move us. That's what Paul said. He said, I'm facing all these things, Spirit of the Lord told me. See, we've not been promised that we're not going to have any battles. But he told Jehoshaphat and him, the battle's mine and the battle is his. It's already been won on the cross with Jesus. We just got to stay in faith and fast and do what the Lord tells us to do. And he goes before us and prepares the way, and then he is our rear guard. And if you're attacked sickness in your body, declare the word of the Lord. Declare the word. I mean, pray over your body. I mean, say it over yourself. I'm the healed of God, and my health springs forth speedily. Praise God. See, I'm going to the doctors. I'm not anti-doctor, but my trust ain't in these doctors. Just like I told Darcy, I said, if they don't hurry up and get some appointments, I got the word working, and by the time I get there, the tests ain't going to show up nothing, which I'm believing that anyways. Believing that anyhow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads.